to a motive. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Michigan State University police reveal more information about the suspect in Monday's shooting on campus.
Two handguns, ammunition, and a note were found with Anthony McCray when he killed himself Monday night following a deadly rampage at MSU that left three students dead and five critically wounded. The two pistols, MSU Deputy Police Chief Chris Rossman says,
were purchased legally by the shooter, but they were not registered.
Despite Michigan Attorney General Democrat Dana Nessel saying state law should have prevented McCray from obtaining a gun following a firearms conviction 2 years ago that critics also say should have landed McCray in prison, but didn't. Still nothing yet from police on a motive behind the attack. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Residents of East Palestine, Ohio, calling on people from Norfolk Southern Railroad to come to the town after the train derailment and controlled chemical release earlier this month.
I want to see the railroad tycoons come down here. They created this mess. They created the problem. You have to be liable for the problem that you created.
That man on Jesse Waters Primetime. An informational meeting was held in town last night. Railroad representatives declined to show, saying they were concerned about their safety. The EPA administrator was in East Palestine today. He said air quality has been tested in hundreds of homes and no trace of chemicals has been found. President Biden says the U.S. is developing sharper rules to track, monitor, and potentially shoot down unknown aerial objects. This coming after the military shootdown of a Chinese spy balloon and three other objects over North America. The president saying he hoped the new rules would help distinguish between those that are likely to pose safety and security risks that require action and those that do not. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A message to President Biden from the leader of Belarus about the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
In the capital of Belarus, President Alexander Lukashenko says all it would take to end the war in Ukraine is an unlikely meeting. The parties, himself, Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden. The three of us will sit down, he guarantees, and solve the entire problem, promising his close ally Putin would turn up. Belarus was used as an entry point for Russian forces when the war began, but it hasn't directly taken part. President Lukashenko warning today he would commit forces if Ukraine attacks his country. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Nearly a year after the family of Bruce Willis announced he would step away from acting after being diagnosed with aphasia, his family says his condition has progressed. His family now says he has frontotemporal dementia. Last March, Willis's family said his aphasia had affected its cognitive abilities. The condition causes loss of the ability to understand or express speech. As baseball season approaches, many fans are struggling to find a way to watch.
14 major league teams have their games broadcast on Bally Sports Regional Networks, owned by Sinclair's Diamond Sports Group, which Wednesday announced financial troubles expected to lead to bankruptcy, which leaves doubt over whether Diamond will continue to pay broadcast rights fees. If not, MLB teams would terminate their contracts and the league would take over.
We would produce the games, make use of our asset, the MLB Network. To do that, we would go directly to distributors and make an agreement to have those games distributed on cable networks.
Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred.
Fox's Jared Max. On Wall Street, stocks fell, posting their biggest drop in 4 weeks after another reading on inflation came in hotter than expected. The Dow off 431, the NASDAQ lost 214. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.